It's not like when I first arrived now. I'm settling well in, drinking at the same places, meeting the same people, eating at the same restaurants, enjoying the same routine. I've got a small clique of new friends now. Mates 2.0, happier mates, better mates, they're always up for a good time. Not like the depressed ones back home. I haven't figured out how to save money yet, or started work, or cut back on the drinking. It's still early days, right? I mean, I'm a local now. Well, not exactly a bloody native either, except when I speak the seven words of Thai I've learnt. Then I'm practically part of the furniture. I don't really know when, how or why it happened, but I'm starting to see one girl on the regular. Sometimes I pay for her company, sometimes I don't. Nothing's particularly crystal. Either way, there's something there. Don't ask me what it is. I don't spend time philosophizing when we're eating, drinking, relaxing, or fucking 99% of our time away. I just realized I don't even know her real name. I simply call her Beer. I wonder if she remembers mine. She only ever calls me Honey. That's a laugh. We've shared litres of body fluids, and not even our own Johnny monikers. But who gives a toss? She's tight where it matters. Every bloke at the bar wants a piece of her. She's always a laugh, and sometimes she's free. Most nights I go to sleep and kick myself thinking, why didn't I move here sooner? I don't even recognise my old life anymore. Hell, if I'm honest, I don't even recognise myself anymore. Something's gone wrong. The invincibility cloak came off and it's messing with my senses. Am I not rich? Am I not handsome? Am I not a god? Maybe it stemmed from what's becoming a bit of an alcohol problem. Maybe it's from the depleting financial situation that can't be ignored anymore. Maybe it's from the fight with my missus. Maybe it was the fight with my missus about the financial situation during one of my nights of excess drinking. Difficult to tell. Either way, the Thailand epiphany fucking sucks. It's like opening your eyes for the first time, a true blessing and a curse. Suddenly, Thai people aren't as friendly as I remember them being. There's always some financial motive behind every interaction. And the places I enjoyed going to aren't as warm or inviting anymore. That previous feeling of unconditional welcoming feels paper thin since telling them to back off with the requests. I ain't buying every chick in the bar a drink anymore. Do I look like a fucking mug? Suddenly, things that didn't bother me are starting to piss me off. Like when I pay more because I'm a foreigner, or can't even get a side glance from a lass without being asked to pull out my wallet, or having to feign interest in bullshit from other foreigners. They're really not as interesting as they think they are. I don't think I've changed my mindset though. I'm still a happy-go-lucky chap who loves Thailand. It's everyone else that's the problem. Everyone around me is fake. The foreigners I meet are straight-up wankers. The girls, fucking skits. Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. Maybe if I did some careful introspection, I'd realize I never actually gave anyone a reason to think highly of me. Maybe I've only ever viewed people as tools here. Devices with only one purpose. To satiate whatever emotional need I had at the time. Desire, lust, ego, loneliness. But what exactly did they expect? A deep connection? Heart to hearts? Honesty? Get over yourself, mate. The only thing honest in Pattaya is money. Everything else is full of shite. What the fuck is going on? I've never felt so alone. And yet, no matter how dark, isolating or depressing it gets, nothing sets off the anxiety harder than the thought of packing a bag and then heading back to my old life again.